Slow practice. Slow practice offers the opportunity to let yourself into every crevice of the music and into the full experience of playing. Slow practice calls for being able to sustain, in slow motion, the character of the music, which is, in itself, a high art. Slow practice allows you to carry out on a large scale the gestures used. There is time to investigate every nuance of the phrase and to realize every slight change in mood. In this unhurried, unpressured kind of practice, you are more prone to separating the phrase into small segments, enabling you to pinpoint exactly where the problems lie. You can be deceived as to where the problem really lies, and only by patient, loving tracing back may you see it accurately. By practicing a small segment a few times, you may realize the greater improvement than in many repetitions of the whole phrase. However much time your mind needs to absorb the material, that is how much time to allow yourself. Show yourself the same kind of patience that you would a good friend who could not move through the material as fast as you would wish. No movement is dictated, but is allowed to find its own way. It becomes the way of effortless effort. I loosen the timing to free my movements and passively experience the playing. Musical intelligence is involved, but it participates permissively and passively at this stage. You're moving the playing to a level where the entire spectrum of emotions and their dynamic expressions are available. It is very easy to lose the sense of desired balance in motion as you shift positions and cover wide areas and varied patterns of movement. Every movement has an invisible axis, which is the secret of that movement. In slow practice, you can become conscious of such an axis for the hand. Find a phrase where there is at least one shift in hand position. Move back and forth from fast to slow tempo. In a slow tempo, you can also experience the balancing on each finger. When you move back into a fast tempo, be sure that no finger or tone is neglected. Sometimes in your practice, you may suddenly find yourself trying to woo your attention back to your playing. Often you may daydream during a piece or lose concentration without being aware of it. Becoming aware of this divided state, in other words, performing one action while the mind is elsewhere, is the first step towards improvement. As soon as you find that you are not in the center of your playing, stop. Release gently your hands and place them slowly in your lap. Interrupt the uncentered span without creating any negative feelings about it. Just recognize and accept it, and you will find yourself drawn right back into the playing. When your attention has wandered, stop on the last note or chord in a group, holding it until the sound dies away. You will feel your listening coming back to the sound held. The more you're able to integrate the sensations of playing and listening, the more anemic competing thoughts will become. They will fade, leaving only the music. The listening focused back to coincide with the playing. As your attention floats back, integrating itself into the act, your body may slightly realign itself in response. Slow practice allows your knowledge to be integrated with all your playing and allows thoughts to become feeling. It removes the interference that comes from trying to think movements into place.